While three Paralympic gold medals highlight the career of a Fergus native in wheelchair basketball, there's much more to the story for him. Patrick Anderson, who grew up in Fergus, claims retirement is a time to look back. That being said, he's excited to look ahead towards new endeavors in Fergus after wrapping up a decorated career in March. Anderson has four Paralympic medals to his name and several championships, as well as a 2003 league MVP in Europe. Outside of any accolade, though, it was the relationships, the enduring friendships Anderson made along the way, he says he holds dearly. Anderson is partnering with Team Addy for their 3-on-3 tournament this summer to offer a wheelchair basketball division. He says events like this one are huge in growing the game.
In our community in wheelchair basketball, there are a lot of great athletes and coaches I can tell you about. But the real heroes to me are the people at the grassroots local level building things, clubs, and opportunities for people to play and to get introduced to it and get some traction in a sport and a community. The Celtics and his Team Addy 3-on-3 tournament is a perfect example of that.
Beginning his career in the 1990s, Anderson explained he came across many iterations and inspirations of players, coaches, and administrators over the years. Now his focus shifts to becoming one of those leaders in the Center Wellington community. Anderson says the 3-on-3 tournament will serve as a precursor for people to come and mess around on the wheelchair basketball court before the launch of an official wheelchair basketball program at the Center Wellington Community Sportsplex. He made note of the fact that wheelchair basketball is inclusive of all, allowing those with disabilities to play while also permitting those without any physical limitations a window into what it's like for those who live with them. Anderson says he understands the magnitude of bringing this opportunity to his hometown.
You know, wheelchair basketball is the type of thing, like, if you build it, they will come. And if you have a wheelchair basketball program, you have somewhere for people with disabilities who need that in their lives. You have a place for them to go and to land, maybe after an accident or as they're figuring out what being active is going to mean for them growing up with a disability or acquiring a disability later in life. Having a wheelchair basketball program there for them to land is really huge.
Some things I learned and some things I had, Anderson reminisced. A lot more of it I learned, he added. You check your notes, consult your memory, talk to other coaches. It is a bit of a learning curve, he concluded as he looks forward to coaching young hopefuls. Calling this opportunity an exciting challenge, he noted the growth of basketball in Center Wellington through the efforts of Team Addy has been amazing to watch. It wasn't too hard to say yes to the idea of a new wheelchair basketball program in Fergus, Anderson explained, noting Andy Abra of the Center Wellington Celtics approached him with the idea. While the exact structure of Anderson's soon-to-be program remains to be seen, one thing is for sure. This summer will hold the next step of the process.
Over the summer, Andy's going to try to roll out sort of a soft launch at some sort of drop-in at the community center using the wheelchairs that the school board owns. And then we just received a grant from Jumpstart, Canadian Tire Jumpstart program, to buy a fleet of chairs that will live at the community center. And they're going to be designed and sized to be as inclusive as possible for people from young to old.
The soft launch of the program will follow Anderson's involvement in the Fun Day this summer. Anderson says it's neat to be partnering with Team Addy to raise money for sick kids who helped care for him after the accident that left him in a wheelchair at 9 years old. Recognized with signs at the entrances of town, Anderson says he still feels very connected to the community.
We don't live there anymore, but it just feels like getting a hug, you know? That's how I feel anytime I drive into Fergus. Especially when I see my name on the sign there, it's like a little extra squeeze from the community, so I've definitely been shown a lot of love.
Anderson went on to explain it's hard work to make a career in wheelchair basketball. It takes just as much effort, if not more, he pointed out, referencing the travel demands to practice and compete in the sport. When asked for any wise words to those looking to enter the sport, Anderson shared sentiments of having the right temperament to attack challenges throughout your career.
Combining hunger, desire with patience. It's a hard balance to find. You need something to really attack it with a lot of enthusiasm. But anything worth doing takes time. Anything that's difficult, you know, takes time. The drive is great, but you also have to combine that with patience. And over time, you know, eventually it will pay off.
As he gears up to bring the game he loves to his hometown, Anderson reflected on his journey. "A couple of my teammates in Paris, their parents were younger than me," he joked. "It was a great place to grow up," said Anderson about Fergus. Making new connections, he says, will be the nice thing about this new program and very cool and unique opportunity. The goal? "To provide an opportunity for all," said Anderson, "and to do so in Fergus feels fitting for the accomplished athlete. After all, it still feels like home for Anderson." This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.